fateful night, as the vampire spawn swarmed my village in a bloodlust frenzy, I could hear the screams of the dying, but could do nothing. I escaped with my life, yet my family did not. I was merely 7 years old, the only survival of the
most... The famine took half of my tribe, and the great war that followed took the rest. Through the grace of the gods, I survived and made my way to the temple.
As you would imagine, each day was a misery. I was born a slave. My parents were beaten to death by our undead masters, and I was forced to lick their bottom of their boots.
For their voyage was ill-fated. My parents' ship was caught in a terrible storm and sunk beneath the waves of the dark sea. When I received the news, I knew
the plague. Then my mother succumbed to the plague. Then my grandfather succumbed to the plague. Then my sister succumbed to the plague. Then my uncle fell down a well. Then my father succumbed to the plague.
Do these stories sound familiar? They should. They are the stories of adventurers. Adventurers just like you and me. Did you know that 63% of adventurers grew up in a village that was swarmed by a horde of some type? 45% of adventurers were raised by wolves. And a whopping 97% of adventurers are haunted by their tragic pasts. But you can help. We here at the Society of Adventurer Orphans with a Tragic Backstory are dedicated to building a better day for these poor souls whose only crime was being created for a game of Dungeons & Dragons. For $1 a week, that's the cost of a cup of coffee, you too could provide a poor orphaned adventurer with a cup of coffee. Donate today, because only you can protect these adventurers from the cruel whims of the Dungeon Master.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of sometimes funny, usually awkward, perpetually sexy people play Dungeons & Dragons together. Featuring Jose as Goren, Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks, let's roll.
I'm going to put my other hand on the figure's shoulder. One last time, who are you?
And as you put your hand on her shoulder, the figure turns around, and suddenly it doesn't look like Anna at all. It's basically you're looking into the face of death, and it looks like what you out of character know as a zombie. It's this melted away kind of face, jaw half torn off, and it lunges at you. And everybody needs to roll initiative.
Oh my god.
Someone's getting fucked up.
I rolled 12.
Oh, there we go. I rolled a 19.
I rolled a 17. My initiative is plus 3, so I have a 20.
Oh, wow.
But I'm on the balcony, so it doesn't even...
Well, but you... It still matters. Alright, so before anything happens, basically the zombie gets a surprise attack on you, Goren. It lashes around and tries to bite your face off. And it rolls an 18.
15.
Yes, so that hits. And it bites your face. Now, it probably bites your shoulder or arm or something, because that's what you grab.
No, his lips! She's trying to kiss him.
And it deals...
It's not a gilf!
And it deals 3 piercing damage.
Okay.
All right, and that surprise attack resolves, so now it starts with Will.
Oh, okay. Well, do I hear... I mean...
You have not heard anything.
Yeah. I twirl my mustache.
Wow.
No, I mean,
it probably
talk...
It turns into a helicopter, and you fly over the house to the action.
Yeah, you tug it on either side, and a helicopter pops out of your head, like Inspector Gadget.
That's awesome. I probably am just talking to Lank.
Cool. Then it is Goren's turn.
Oh, everything's dying now. Yeah, I feel like I don't know why I'm looking up my spell list, because I'm like, I'm just going to hit the damn thing.
Right.
Shit, but I've got a bow in my hand and I just got bit.
You would be able to pull out a different weapon as a bonus action.
Yeah, someone's getting rapiered right in the mouth.
What?
I just roll a d20 for that, right?
And then add your attack bonus, yes.
Rapier, so 21.
That absolutely hits. Roll damage.
So 6 plus 4 piercing, so 10 piercing.
Whoa, okay. Okay. Do you do anything else?
Can I do anything else?
You could move.
Besides scream?
To. You could scream. you can scream, which might be beneficial considering.
Yeah, considering how I placed everybody. Yeah, I'm going to try and, like, kick my way back and just go, bah!
If
Will, did you hear an angry Anna, sheep just Anna. Now?
Not Anna, not Anna, not Anna!
Everybody can hear the bah. You guys can hear it from the balcony. Sounds like behind the house. You can tell that it's Gorin. Do you want, if just keep in mind with the rules, if you move out of its reach, it will get to take a free attack on you. An attack of opportunity.
Fuck it, I'll stay right there. Just want to pull my sword out of your mouth. Cool. For more mouth stabbing.
It goes, ah!
That's right, no kisses for you. No numbers, no numbers!
And then it is Nick's turn. And Nick sees this happen, and he runs up to the other side of the Zambi, and he tries to shove his rapier through its mouth as well, but from behind its head.
Yeah, stab it.
And he is so excited that he stabs right at its head, and it just slips. He just stabs thin air, and you kind of duck out of the way, Gorin, as a flashing rapier point flies by your head.
Not says, Gorin's night.
And Nick says, blast it! Then it is Lank's turn.
Lank, I think, turns to look at Will, having heard the angry, frightened scream, and I would move toward, back the way we came, trying to get outside.
Where you're at right now, you have to go through the house. I'm assuming you're going to try to get to the back of the house?
Yes.
You can basically take your full turn to make it just outside the back doors.
Given the size of the house, that was remarkably straightforward.
Yep. Well, basically, you can, like, there's like, the dash option, which you could use with, like, double your speed, but you can't do anything else. That's why you can't, so.
All right.
And then it is... Well, some other things happen. And then it is the zombie's turn.
Fuck you, zombie.
Exactly.
What other things happen? Some other things happen?
What are you talking about? I didn't say anything.
Oh, no. Don't even fucking...
All right, so the zombie now, having been stabbed in the head, is very angry at you, Gorin. And what he does is he tries to lash at you with his hands, which are kind of like bones sticking out from flesh, to claw at you, and also tries to bite you again. The bite sort of glances off of your armor, kind of sinks in, doesn't seem to affect you. But both of his hands, they're both a 21 to hit. I think you said you were a 15 armor class before.
Yeah, my AC is it's on their that AC thing in their armor. Yeah, I'm 15. Yeah.
Both of his hands kind of rake into your exposed flesh, and that deals 10 slashing damage. It says,
"I do not concur."
And then it is Will's turn.
I'm probably running out
when Lank does. Yeah, you're basically right on his heels.
Yeah.
Reacts slightly quicker than you, but you can make it out the doors.
I will run downstairs, out the back door, and check out what's going on.
And I'll explain again what you see. This is like a courtyard you're in. In the middle is this large dried up fountain, all slimy and gross, but there's no water left in it. And then beyond that, right behind it, you can see the zombie being flanked by Nick and Gorin. And past them... You can kind of make out from here what looks like an empty pond or something. It doesn't look natural, though. It looks small and kind of man-made. It looks like the edge kind of drops off sharply. You can't really tell much more from where you are. Gorin and Nick can tell. It's a pretty steep drop. It's basically straight down, and it's about 10 feet down into just a dry, hard, empty pit. Then it is Gorin's turn.
Arms pinned? Like, is it, like, wrapping around me, or did he flash
it? No, it just rakes into your flesh. It doesn't grab you or anything like that.
That's right, you bitch-ass bitch. Yeah, we're going to go for face-stabbing again.
All right.
At this point, I'm just running into pure rage.
Okay, cool. Its mouth is gaping wide, trying to gnash into your flesh, so it's a pretty open target. Go for it.
Ho-ho! 16 plus 6 is 22.
That is a hit. Roll damage.
And I rolled a 6 again. So, 10 piercing.
You stab it through, and it kind of swings back in reaction, like, pulls its body away from you, and one of its arms falls off. And then it is Nick's turn, and he will attempt to stab it again. I'll get you this time! And he misses again. I didn't get you this time! And then it is Lank's turn.
All right, from where I'm standing, can I get up? I forget what the movement rules are, and how far I can go in one turn.
Your speed, I believe, if I remember correctly, is 25.
25 on the sheet, yep.
Yes, each square represents 5 feet, and okay. You can ignore diagonals. So you can treat a diagonal as one move. Even though it's technically further to move a diagonal, it still counts as only 5 feet.
I can get catty-corner to the ghoul, then.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, then I think I'm going to take a swing with my trusty maul.
All right.
15.
Plus something.
5. So it sums up to 20.
Got it. That is a resounding hit. So then right next to it is what you roll for the damage.
12.
Got it. The zombie is crushed into a pulpy puddle, messy grossness.
Ew.
And you're all kind of splattered a little bit with pieces of bone and flesh and whatnot.
Not me, I'm far away. Yay!
And then from either side of the house, you hear and then see the sounds of what sounds like footsteps. Then you realize it's not footsteps, it's actually paw steps. And a wolf runs around the house from each side towards basically the clump of people who were just around this zombie that got crushed into a pulp.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, no.
And shambling along behind the wolves, each one is followed by a zombie.
Huh.
Guys, get inside, get inside, get inside, get inside. No!
So the two wolves run up. The one from the left side comes up to Lank, and it tries to bite you right on the back of the leg, like right in the back of the thigh, because you just finished delivering your blow to this zombie.
Okay.
It hits, I believe, it rolls a 20 total to hit.
Yeah, I'm AC 16.
Yes. And it deals 8 piercing damage.
Shit.
And make a strength saving throw.
I got 17.
It kind of sinks your teeth into your leg and tries to basically pull on you, like, really hard. You start to lose your balance a little bit, but you set your feet and you're a dwarf, so you're basically sitting already and it can't pull you over. And the other wolf runs up to Gorin and tries to bite you.
Son of a bitch.
And that is a 18 to hit.
Ugh.
And that deals a 6 piercing damage. And I need you to also make a strength saving throw.
19.
All right. This one tries to bowl you over, you know, in the classic knock you over, rip your throat out kind of thing. But you are kind of backed up against the fountain, and it doesn't seem to be able to push you over. And it is Will's turn.
Man, this is where I get torn in two, because Katie wants to help, and Will wants to run inside and close the door.
The doors come alive, and they tear you in two.
The doors also turn into your mother.
And you tear them in two, if you know what I mean.
No! Poor Will. Okay. I think that Will... fuck, you guys. Fuck! Because I honestly think that Will would be like, okay, lots of things to fight here. Lady inside that this other guy's trying to get. What should I do? Should I pretend? Should I pretend that I'm going in to help her and really be helping myself? Fuck! And Ismark went around and he's just not anywhere now.
He you last around. Saw him go around the corner of the house.
Is the house big enough that if Will were to like yell out Ismark's name, because we saw him, me and Lank saw him walk out the door.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to shout his name, if he could shout, would I be able to hear him if he were outside?
You think so. You were able to hear Gorin from all the way in the front of the house. So unless he went and just fucked off somewhere, you would think he's probably somewhere around the side of the house you saw him go. Unless something took him further away. And you would think that he would be able to hear you if you yelled really loud.
Okay. All right. What I think I'm going to do... because this is all for show right now. I think Will is kind of terrified. He is going to yell out Ismark's name and be like, Ismark, get to your sister. And then he's going to cast Scorching Ray. Okay. He's going to make a big flashy show. And then probably after this, he'll run inside. seriously, like that's the thing. He's a dick. Okay. Three rays of fire and hurl them at targets within range. You can hurl them at one target or several. So I'm going to say zombies.
Okay. How are you going to split it?
Split
There's
it.
There's one to the left and one to the right, basically. One came around the right and one came around the left corner.
Do they look the same beefiness or do they look different at all?
Which one looks swole?
Which one looks what?
Swole.
Yeah.
They both look like dead bodies. Okay. Neither of them looks like it was killed on the set of American Gladiators.
Okay. What are they wearing, Eric?
Will would want to know that, wouldn't he?
Yep.
They're dead. Fully they're fully clothed except for the patch right where their penises are. Those are just dangling free.
Sweet. I am so happy. I'm just embracing it. Yep. I'm super attracted to these zombies, but I'm going to set them on fire. So
yeah, let that dingle dangle. You said you like barbecue.
All right. I think that Will would probably cast two at the one that's near Gorin because Gorin doesn't seem to have as much armor as Lank does.
Okay. So two to the one on the right and one to the one on the left.
Yeah. All right. A 14, a 10, and a 10. Oh, shit. Plus 5? That's my Eldritch Blast. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, it should be the same. Those all hit.
Oh, yay! Okay, all right.
Next time, make sure you're specifying which ones are for which, so we know which ones hit or miss, but they all hit, so it doesn't matter this time. But for damage, you can just roll damage once and apply it to all the rays. All
right, 2d6 fire damage. Okay. Oh my god, I thought it was two ones, but it's a one and a four.
All right, so the one on the left takes 5 damage, and the one on the right takes 10. Got it. All right, excellent.
Can I still move?
Yes.
I think he would go inside.
All right.
That's so bad. Can he go, like, right in here and kind of peer out to see?
Well, I will say that when you get... right inside the doors, you see that Irina is charging towards the doors you're coming through with her rapier drawn.
Oh, whoa, yeah, I'm brave. I'm out here still. Yeah. I was just holding the door for you, ma'am. Here you go. Welcome to the battle.
And she's like, let's go! To you.
And and he's like, no, wait, no, no, no! You are the one we're supposed to protect, right? What is happening? No!
And it is Gorin's turn.
All right, I gotta do some backpedaling. Motherfucking Anna Zombie screwed me up.
I'm backed up against this fountain, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could treat it as difficult terrain, which means it takes 2 squares of movement, but it's not like a huge wall or anything, and it's dry, so...
All right. Is it possible for me to backpedal, like, to the other side of the fountain, get my bow out, and just try to take a shot at the wolf that just tried to make me lunch or dinner, I suppose, at the time of night?
Yes, with, again, the caveat that it will get to take another attack at you if you move out of its range. Unless you use your action to do what's called disengage, which means you carefully move away from it, like taking care to avoid any attacks, but then you wouldn't get to shoot at it this turn. You basically spend your action to disengage.
Right. Oh, I love that I write things down. That's going to come in handy later. Oh, wait. There's still a zombie behind that wolf, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to backpedal, and Gorn is going to suddenly remember that he still has one of those bottles of fire on his waist.
He certainly does.
From before. I'm going to whip that son of a bitch.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to hit, like, close enough to the zombie and the wolf so it's to not, you know, hit my comrades, hopefully.
All right. You kind of got to overshoot then the zombie, basically. But you could... You saw how big the blast was. You can get pretty far and still get them both within. But do you move away from the wolf and take that attack of opportunity?
Or yeah.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to back up.
Where do you want to go?
Get to the other side of the fountain.
Okay. Cool. Right.
It was one of those things where that night, like after the game ended, it was like, I should have grabbed four!
All right. So you need to make a ranged attack against both the wolf and the zombie. So two separate attacks, and you add your dexterity bonus.
Okay.
Correct.
17 for the first, so that makes it a 21.
Hit.
A 12 for the second, so 16.
And that is a hit. Roll 8d4. All right.
So all together, 8, 11, 14, 16. 19, yep.
Excellent. Okay. The green zombie is pretty much directly in the middle of this huge blast of flame that erupts and lights everything up like it's daylight for a second. And it's consumed in flame before it gets a chance to just disintegrate into nothing. It kind of stumbles around like your stereotypical stuntman on fire and tumbles off the edge into the empty pond.
That's right.
Going, "Rawr!" The undead Wilhelm scream. And the wolf basically just isn't there anymore.
That's what's up!
Yeah.
And it is Nick's turn. And Nick will turn on the wolf. He sees it sink its teeth into Lank's leg and thinks, oh, but he's such a friend of the wolves! And he'll try to stab the wolf with his rapier. And let's see if he doesn't roll a 2 this time. He rolled an 8. Great. Oh, it does hit, though. So he stabs at the wolf, and he does 4 piercing damage. Okay. Alrighty. And he doesn't move. He's just ready to deal another blow to the wolf, and it is Lank's turn.
Well, that wolf did quite a number on me. I think my affinity for wolves aside, if I get another bite like that, I'm probably not getting back up. So
yep,
I will attack the wolf.
Okay, roll your attack. Its spine presents itself to you quite enticingly.
Ooh, that is total is 16.
That is a hit.
That is 15.
Okay. And that spine that you so enticingly saw in front of you is crushed.
Yeah.
Lank doesn't look triumphant. He looks relieved because his leg is in bad shape, but he doesn't enjoy what he just did.
Yeah. Jeez, well, Lank, you're such a bastard. Don't you know wolves are endangered? I don't know.
Oh, go fuck your mother.
No! She's not dead enough, guys.
She's in fact too dead.
So, yeah. It doesn't look up at you with sad eyes as the light fades out of it or anything. It just kind of... It doesn't. I said it doesn't. It doesn't do that.
Yeah, but you just said that.
But it doesn't do that. In contrast, its eyes blaze up at you, and then the flames within them slowly flicker out.
Man, you could have like said they look at you and they're like red and raw and his mouth has spittle. It's clear he has rabies, so you put him out of his misery.
Or he could have said he opened his mouth and bees flew out.
Yeah, I could have. A swarm of bats flies out, actually.
Oh, no.
All wearing sunglasses, implying they're the beach runs from before.
We have a taste for carrying dwarves.
No.
All right. And you see from behind the zombie, a certain figure appear. And it is Mark.
Oh, and there he is.
He lifts his long sword up and attempts to bring it down into like the place where the neck meets the shoulder of the zombie. And his arm gets caught in a tree branch, or the sword gets caught in a tree branch. And he's just like, trying to pull it. And the zombie is none the wiser that Ismark is there. And
how have you survived this long?
It shambles up and kind of straddles the body of the wolf and tries to sink its teeth into Nick and swipe at it with its claws.
It's Klaus.
It's
corals? Claws.
It's a reef biologist.
But it stumbles a bit on the wolf's body and doesn't quite reach out far enough to land an attack on Nick. Nick kind of just ducks out of the way pretty easily. And it is Will's turn.
And Irina is just right behind me.
Yes.
So I make sure I'm just calmly holding the door for her as she wants to get out. And I'm going to cast Scorching Ray again. And, did it actually bite anybody yet?
It tried to attack Nick, but Nick kind of just leaned back.
You know what? I'm actually going to use Eldritch Blast, and I'm going to push it back towards Ismark. There you go, Ismark. giving him another shot.
Okay.
13 plus 5 is 18.
Hit.
It's just a 3, but I want to push it back, so...
Okay.
If I'm holding the door, there's this pond behind him.
That's true.
I'm wondering if I can push him, if I can get to an angle where I could push him into the pond.
You could, yeah.
I'm gonna move over and I'm gonna try to push him into the pond. That's what I'm, yeah. That's
okay. Where I... That sounds great to me. So okay. you deal the damage. When you deal the damage, it actually blasts one of its legs off.
Nice.
And it slides back, teeters on the edge. Let me make a save here. And yeah, it tumbles down into the pond.
Yeah!
Yay!
It's not dead, but it's down there in the pond.
Okay. You ain't going nowhere.
Then it is Gorin's turn.
Kill it.
I'm so far away.
So am I.
You could from where you are, you could get up to the edge of the pit and still have an action. It's only like 20, 25 feet away.
All right, screw it. Let's do that and pop him in the head with an arrow. Boo, I'm too hurt. I rolled a 2.
Okay. You're so cocky, you just like kind of look down and, you know, from the hip, just like even kind of look away. Boo!
I'm sure that's what it is, not the savage mauling I took from a wolf and zombie 2 minutes ago.
No, Gorin's just too much of a dick.
Constantly on a MILF hunt, not paying attention to the battle at hand.
And the zombie's kind of scrabbling around. It's trying to make its way back out of the pit to get to some flesh to eat. But yes, your attack unfortunately misses.
Yeah, completely and utterly.
And it is Nick's turn.
What? Will's like, Nick, don't jump down into the pond.
Nick is...
I know you want to.
Nick is leaning forward as if to start running at the edge of the pond. And then he stops and looks back at Will and says, what am I supposed to do?
Just protect Ismark. How about that? There's a job for you. Get him in here. Get him amongst the living and not whatever creepy crawlies out in the dark.
And Nick nods and says, good idea, Will. And he'll move over kind of between Ismark to the edge of the pit and we'll stand there looking at the zombie. And it is Lank's turn.
Well, Lank has a light crossbow. Actually, he has a light crossbow. He also has a pike with reach so he could like stand on the edge and just poke at it.
You totally could.
Oh, that would be awesome. It's like you're going fishing for death.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's going to go for the attempted pike poke.
Pike poke. Nice. I like it.
So, okay, that is 18.
Hit.
All right, and 8 plus 3 is 11.
Okay. You reach down and you stab at the zombie, and you pull your pike back up, and attached to the end of it was one of its arms. As you pull it up, it kind of clips the edge of the pond and lands kind of at your feet. Ugh. And it's kind of twitching.
Ew.
Then it is the zombie's turn. The zombie has one leg and one arm. So it's kind of like standing up and trying to reach up. It was scrabbling up with two arms to try to grab the edge. And now it's scrabbling up with one. So it's got to be a pretty great roll if it does anything. And that is not. But the arm at Lank's feet tries to swipe at you.
What? Thanks, Lank.
Hey.
Thanks, Lank. Love yourself.
And it rolls a 22.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. What?
Which does...
Is Lank going to be done in by a hand?
Dude, it's got to, like, scrape his toes or something. Like, how the hell is a arm...
4 slashing damage.
What? Son of a
bitch. I'm not doing so hot, folks.
Oh, my God.
And it is Will's turn.
Well, what about Irina? Where is she?
Oh, you're right. She ran out, gets up to the edge of the pond, and is looking down in at the zombie.
Nice contribution.
Yeah. Okay, so the zombie's down there. There's a stupid arm flopping around. Will's like, what are we doing out here still? Like, can we get inside? I'm assuming Strahd is coming or something. I mean, come on, people. And is kind of especially talking to Ismark and Irina.
Ismark says, I'm not leaving this fell creature out on my land or in my town. Let's dispatch of it, and then we make our way back inside.
Well, I guess then he keeps walking very cautiously, looking around, trying to listen to see if there's anything else coming.
You just notice a zombie down in the pit and its arm clawing at Lank.
Well, I'm going to avoid the arm. All right, I'm going to go by Nick. Stupidly, would I actually do that?
I don't
know. Lank might be like, if you could, give me a hand with this.
Okay, you know what? Will doesn't want to approach the pit anymore because he doesn't want to go too far away from the house so that he can't run back inside. So he kind of just like looks at Lank and looks at this stupid arm on the ground and tries to Eldritch Blast the arm back into the pit that he just fished out of it.
Nice.
17
hit.
Plus 5 is a 22.
Hit.
Can I just obliterate this arm, please? 7.
Got it. It flies into the pit over the zombie's head. It still seems to be kind of moving around.
That's a tough arm.
But when you do that, the zombie itself seems to react.
What?
Ooh?
Well, I don't see it, so other people would have to because I'm all the way over here, so.
That's true. And it is Gorin's turn.
Arrow. I'm done with this zombie bullshit.
Watch what you're doing this time, you cocky bastard.
I'm just limping from all the lost blood and heartbreak. That's an 18.
That is a hit. Or are you trying to attack the zombie or the arm?
Zombie head.
It's a hit.
See, 9 for damage.
The arrow, pretty much point blank at this point. It's right at the edge of the pit trying to get out. Sinks down into the eye socket of the zombie. And it slumps against the edge of the pond. And then down onto the ground. And the hand, which was still twitching around, stops moving as well.
What kind of zombie is this?
It's a dead one.
Well, now it is, but what's up with that?
And that is that, and we are out of initiative.
All right, Will's like, can we just get back inside?
Ismark's like, yes, good idea. Back inside, everyone.
Lank, I think, is very slowly making his way toward the door, saying, I think that's a good idea.
Amen. Definitely using something as some sort of cane at this point.
Yes.
Gorin, I guess that was your watch, but let's get you some rest. Will and I and Ismark can cover the rest. You and Lank, get some rest.
Thank you.
Why were we out here in the first place? Like, Gorin, why did you have to go out here?
I saw the zombie out here. It went around the corner. I didn't have a shot from the balcony.
But you could have stayed inside, right? No? No?
We're going to get it here eventually. We had to deal with the problem at hand. I saw it. I had to go get it.
Yeah, Nick said he just saw one. I think that was a wise choice, rather than letting it just sit out here and try to get inside all night. I don't know if any of us would have gotten good sleep knowing that.
Did any of us witness what Gorin was doing to that?
No, he had me wait.
Nothing went according to plan, though.
Okay.
Okay. And Nick would be like, I'll take the next watch, Will, and I'll come get you for the latter part of it, all right?
Yeah.
All right. You all return to your rooms. You guys can treat this, I'm going to say, we'll treat it as a long rest. Will and Nick only get a short rest, and the rest of the night passes unless anybody has anything interesting that they would do. Unless you go off somewhere, nothing out of the ordinary is seen or heard.
Well, if Will is on watch, do you think he could be trying to conjure a familiar so that he could have a familiar?
Yes. What would he be trying to do?
Okay, so he had grabbed the locket and the guy... So do I kind of have a sense... That's what he said, right? I could do that. If I focused really hard, I could have something like that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what I would be focusing on because he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. So...
Want to roll a...
Yeah, can it be random? Because, like, Will's like, familiar. Not, he doesn't even know that word. Thing. Frederick. I don't know. Maybe he would think about Frederick, but Frederick sucks.
Just roll a d20 for right now.
7.
Okay. I mean, all you remember is that the swirly man said that, you know, he mentioned your dead siblings in the conversation. But specifics about what he said are kind of shaky just because of what happened near the end of that conversation.
Yeah.
You're trying not to remember most of it.
Right. Okay. So, like, if he thinks about his sibling, or if he focuses on his siblings, like, thinking about Frederick, probably. I mean, he saw that already. I don't know. That's
okay. Kinda... Roll a percentile.
95.
Okay. You are focusing on that, and you feel your locket kind of warm up, and then you hear a pop, and standing on the edge of the balcony in front of you is that same creature from the bar, which we know is a closet.
Okay.
And it looks at you and says, "Hey, buddy!"
Great. Hi.
How you doing?
Great. It's you. Hi.
You rang? Asshole.
You. No. Uh-uh. And he makes him go. He makes him go away. Pocket dimension. No, I don't know how. He wouldn't know that.
What does he think? What does he... Does he... wish that he were gone? Like,
yeah, he kind of like sees if he can make it, like, he's like, no, and then tries to see if he can make him go away.
Yeah, he disappears.
Okay, interesting. So he kind of just works on that, I would say.
If you keep doing that, Frederick keeps showing up and you keep making him go away, and he gets more and more pissed off at you because he's like, what are you doing? Stop it. Cut it out. What are you doing to me?
I'm trying I'm trying to figure this out.
We'll figure it out already. This is annoying.
Right. Kind of like you. Okay. Can he think of another sibling?
Sure.
I mean,
who does probably, he think of?
Probably Bernard, because Bernard is his brother who he actually had a good, solid friendship with.
Okay. Roll another percentile.
22.
Okay. And where... You had been making Frederick appear and disappear. All of a sudden, a calico cat appears, sitting on the railing.
Okay.
He says, in your head, you hear, Will? And it's Bernard's voice.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Will, what's going on?
I don't know.
What have you gotten yourself into?
I don't know. Lots of bad stuff, apparently.
Yeah, I would say so. Seems like it.
I think this is disturbing to him. Like, I think he's still trying to figure this out. So is there a way... If he was practicing with Frederick, is there a way for him to have figured out that he can kind of dismiss a familiar, but, like, have it reappear quickly?
Uh-huh.
If he wants it to?
Yeah.
I think he just does that. And just sits and watches because he has to also keep a watch.
Okay. Probably at this point, the day is coming. The sun is rising. You've been messing around for a while. And the people, everybody starts stirring, waking up. And Ismark actually prepares kind of a, not meager, but just basically sufficient breakfast for everybody. He says, thank you all. I'm sorry that we had to endure that last night. Again, I had hoped that it wouldn't happen again, but it did. But you guys, you seem to handle yourself quite well. That was rather impressive, I must say.
We said we'd help out, so we did.
Sure, yes. Well, you know, dawn has come, and my sister and I both would very much like to have this business taken care of with my father, so if you've all had your fill, I know it wasn't much, perhaps, again, I feel bad asking, since I'm asking so much already, but do you think we could maybe get on our way and bear him to the church?
I'm ready.
Sure.
Nick says, yes, let's do that. And you all go in, and the coffin is gone! No, it's still there.
Will!
Yes, you all look at Will.
If to one of those two-door coffins, the top door is closed, but the bottom one's open.
Oh, no, I just drilled a hole in it, duh.
Will's a Mormon. Oh, wait, that's probably
not... Is that a glory hole or a gory hole?
Oh! Uh-oh, maybe it's a Gorin hole.
Oh.
Oh!
Yes.
I don't know if all y'all motherfuckers know every hole's a Gorin hole until I tell you otherwise.
All right. So, basically, Ismark and Arena, they've had some time with their father to grieve over him. And they basically say their last goodbyes. And he quickly nails shut the lid of the coffin. I know Nick steps up, I'm assuming the rest of you do, to lift it up. A cruel DM would make everybody roll a strength check and then see what happens, but I'm going to say...
And suddenly we went from a weird mental horror game to a episode of Scrubs.
Yep. The Benny Hill music starts playing, and you all start kind of swaying through the front hall.
We all roll so poorly, the body somehow ends up back behind the pond into the ditch with the...
You all coordinate your failures on the strength roll, so like the front dips down right as the back swings up over an expensive vase, and...
We keep swinging the coffin around and knocking somebody else over. Lank falls in and we close it by accident.
You see him peering out the gory hole. All right. And Ismark says, thank you all for the laughs. I did need that.
My father was, he may have been the Burgermeister, but he loved him a good Hamburglar joke.
No, they don't really say much. You get the coffin out the door, and you begin taking it down the street. You maybe see a few people out, but once they catch sight of you, a group of strangers carrying a coffin and Ismark and Arena, they all basically beat it, either back into their homes, you hear a couple windows close. So basically, you're left alone. You do see down one street. As you're walking down, if you look to your left, down like a sort of a small alleyway almost kind of thing, there's still house fronts on both sides. You see what looks like an old lady pushing a cart away from you, and you hear her shouting, "Dream pastries! Get your dream pastries!" And she's rolling from house to house and pounding on the doors. "Dream pastries! Come on! Come get them!" Ismark and Arena pay her no mind. They seem to continue to move on. But you guys can choose to or not. It's up to you.
What's a dream pastry?
All pastries, dream pastries.
Yeah, pastries are pretty dreamy. Mm. Can we ask, I mean, what's a dream pastry?
Nick says, I don't know.
Yeah, but what, I mean, is Ismark and Arena with us?
They're like in front, but they're not like a mile away. You could direct a question to them. They're just in front of you guys, like they're leading the way, basically.
So if he just says, like, what's a dream, that's what I'm saying. Like, if he just says, what's a dream pastry, kind of just offhand, what's a dream pastry, just kind of aloud to himself, they would hear it?
Yes.
Okay.
Ismark would kind of turn back. He would stop. He would look down the street at the figure and then turn back to you and say, please, bear her no mind. It's something that some of the members of the village indulge in, kind of to take them away from their pain, if you will.
So it's like a drug? It's not really a pastry, then. It's a drug.
Oh, I mean, they are pastries, but they seem to, from what I hear, bring a certain amount of comfort to those who taste of them. But and he kind of lowers his eyes, kind of doesn't really want to look at you. He says, her prices are steep, and if you turn back and look at her again, you'll see that, you know, while you were talking to Ismark, she has got someone out of their house. She's speaking to them, and you can kind of hear it from here. You hear her saying, my payment is due! And there's a man and a woman standing at the door. They're like, no! And she looks at them, and she says, my payment is due! They kind of look at each other, the woman and the man, and then you see they usher out, looks like maybe a 6 or 7 year old boy, and the woman grabs him roughly by the arm, and she pulls out a sack and starts stuffing him into it.
What?
Let's go around. What does everybody do? What does Lank do when he sees this happen? Ismark and Arena are kind of just watching, but they're not doing anything.
Lank is looking from Ismark and Arena to the child going into the sack with a sort of slack-jawed, is this really happening look on his face.
Okay. And the kid is kind of fighting, but he's not, like, really yelling or anything like that. And the parents aren't interceding. Will, what does Will do?
I think Will thinks back to what he is apparently here for. And I think he's like, hey, I gotta put this coffin down for a second. And he's gonna...
start to lower your...
Yeah, dude, I mean, he's trying to put it down, so...
Gorin?
I'm going to look over at Ismark and go, what is going on? What is this?
It's... apparently, this is the price that some people are willing to pay for these. And Arena's like, I've told my brother this needs to stop. But... And Ismark kind of puts a hand on her shoulder. She's like, I honestly fear revolt from my townspeople if I step in and attempt to stop her from...
That many people... eat these dream cakes? A serious revolt would happen?
He looks at you and says yes.
Oh, there are plenty of other things that you can give people to make them...
What is she doing with the child?
I don't know.
Does she live in the town?
No.
All right, Will's lowering, and he's going to kind of back away from people and kind of start on over to there.
All right. Nick would... obviously not let part of the coffin sag.
Yeah, let's not, yeah.
Set it down. And by the time you've got it settled down, she's got the kid in the sack, strapped kind of to her cart, and she's moving kind of briskly away from you, and the parents have gone inside.
Will's like, hey! Hey, lady!
She looks back over her shoulder and sees you and hears you and turns back around and starts really hustling away.
He's gonna Eldritch Blast one of the wheels of her cart. Because that's crap.
Make an attack roll.
You blast the kid by mistake.
Whoops, sorry. That was what I meant to do all along. It is a 20.
Okay. You hit, the wheel explodes off, and the corner of the cart starts to drag. And she's still trying to push it, but she's significantly slowed down.
I think he turns around and looks to see if anyone's following him just out of curiosity.
Lank is pursuing.
Okay.
Actually, Lank says, oh, nice shot, when he takes off the wheel.
Nick would be following along behind.
I'm in the back of the pack.
And at that point, you would have caught up anyway. And as you get near, she turns around and she's very, very old. And it's just true, she's very ugly. She's missing a lot of teeth. Her hair, what's left of it, is very patchy. She's kind of hunched over, somewhat obese. Her clothes are assorted rags, basically, and she smells pretty bad.
Not a Gorin hole to be found.
Hey, any hole's a Gorin hole unless you say otherwise.
I
guess you just said. Otherwise. You're saying otherwise.
Otherwise.
Otherwise. Otherwise. It's my safe word. Otherwise.
That's fantastic. Oh,
and she turns and she smiles very broadly and she pulls out a little meat pie and she holds it out and she says, "Dream pastry? Anybody want a dream pastry?"
"No, yeah, but if I buy you some soap, will you use it?"
Oh, Lank! I was like, "Ooh, Lank, like it. Nice one."
Ooh. Silent but deadly.
Quite a tongue on you, little one. Are you interested? I certainly
do. No. but we would like to know what you're doing with the child.
Oh, that's, he was a payment. His parents offered me in return for a baker's dozen of my dream pastries.
How much is one? Normally, for money, you know, how much money?
Oh, a dream pastry is one gold piece. It's okay. Quite a bargain for the experience it will bring you.
And what kind of experience?
Let's put it this way. You see all this around you? Do you like this? No, you don't. But this will make you forget all of that.
How much for the boy?
Apparently 12 gold pieces. If I'm doing math right.
Yeah.
You're not. A baker's dozen is 13. And no, right. He's not for sale.
But a baker's dozen, you always get the one for free, old lady. I don't think. Come on, haven't you ever been to a real bakery? I don't know what these things are, but you're
right. My dream pastries won't
here?
Be found.
One gold piece for a pie, and then 13 is a child. What?
Well, they didn't have the gold, so they offered what they could. That's how good my pastries are. I think you might want one. You want to give it a try?
No.
What are you going to do with him?
I'll take him back, and don't you worry about that.
I think I want to know.
I haven't decided yet.
It seems like this might be a common thing that you do, so what have you done with other kids in the past?
Oh, they've come to work with me, help me, you know, they help me make my pastries.
Can I roll it to see if she's lying?
You can certainly roll an insight check.
Because that sounds like bullshit. I bet these kids are going into them pies. This is some kind of kid pie. This is disgusting. All right. 19. I am rolling well.
Yeah, you is.
She seems very shifty. You don't think that she's telling you much of anything at this point of value. Okay. You do not get a good vibe from this old hag.
Why not?
I wonder.
Nice read there. All right.
Oh, okay, well, if you don't want any pastries, I'll just be on my way.
I don't think so. Your cart's broken.
Oh, I can get it back. Don't worry about that. I see there you took that wheel off. Quite rude of you, but I'll forget that this time.
See, that's a little weird to me, since you're going to forgive me. I don't know you. You don't know me. You're going to forgive me for breaking your cart. I mean, what would you forgive me if I just... And he reaches in the back and he starts to unbuckle the kid. Unstrap the kid from the cart. Is this forgivable as he does it? Is this a forgivable thing?
She tries to pull you, your arms, away from her cart. Get away from my cart!
He's not. Is she a strong old lady? What do I do?
Roll a strength check.
Roll a one and let her overpower you.
Yeah, I know. I rolled another 19. I swear to God. Woo! I swear to God. But my strength is negative one, so it's an 18.
Okay. You feel her hands grip your wrists very, very tightly and start to pull you off of the cart.
Whoa. Will, that is surprising. Okay, so can... I think Will's like looking at... Is everybody there? Lank and Gorin, and is everybody there?
Ismark and Arena stayed with the coffin.
Okay. So he's like, ho, 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 ho! She's pretty strong, I think he's going to say out loud to them. Like, that's a little weird.
Mm.
Yes, well, I've been eating my veggies and the occasional dream pastry. Are you sure you're not interested?
Woman, I'm going to ask one last time.
Hmm?
How much is the boy worth?
Oh, he's not for sale. I'm not going to sell him to you. I'm sorry.
Well, I think we got our answer, don't we? I think I'm going to put my hand behind my back and put my hand on an arrow.
I think I'm going to get my maul a little bit closer to fighting grip.
Can I cast Charm Person?
You can certainly try.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
You attempt to charm a humanoid you can see within range. It must make a wisdom saving throw and does so with advantage if you or your companions are fighting it. I don't know if that counts as if we're fighting it yet.
Nope.
So wisdom saving throw, I guess that means you just do that, right?
All right. What's your DC?
13.
Okay. And what do you do when you do this? What does that look like?
Okay, so this woman just took my hands off of the thing and she was really strong. So I think he threw up his hands a little bit. Like, okay. And he sees them kind of reaching for their weapons and he holds up his hand just for a second. He's like, 1 second. And he's like, hey, you know, those dream pastries remind me of something that they have in my town. You know, I miss my town so much. You know, you know, I can't believe I said that you weren't a baker. You obviously are a baker. So let's be friends.
And that's what it, okay, got it.
Yeah.
She looks at you kind of blankly through this. And she's like, friends, you refuse to purchase my goods. You break my cart. You try to take my goods away from me. I don't think we're friends.
It didn't work, guys. It didn't work. I tried something and it didn't work. Yeah.
She turns and begins pushing her cart away again.
I think Lank at this point is going to take a swing at one of the other wheels.
Nice.
Roll an attack.
Let's see here. That would be 15.
That is a hit. And you crush the other wheel, and it's pretty crippled now. She stops pushing it. She still has kind of her back to you. She just kind of throws her arms up. She says, ah! God damn it!
Took you a while to come up with that one.
It's a real nope moment there.
And she unstraps the sack off of her cart and kind of just pushes it off onto the ground. And she pulls out basically what she can carry from her cart. She has a couple bags of her, what you assume are more of the pastries. And she says, damn you all! Fine, take him! She begins moving away, leaving her cart behind and the boy in the sack on the ground.
I want to follow that bitch.
I'm going to go get the kid.
I think at this point, yeah, she starts walking away. It's like, wait, despite how difficult that was too easy.
Yeah, and, okay, so we saved this one kid, but if she's done this before...
I'm just saying I want to get the kid out of the bag. I'm not
right. Yeah, go ahead. Do it. No. Do that. Yeah, do that. But I think that I'm going to start following. I mean, I'm going to.
And Nick's going to put a hand on Will's arm and be like, yes, I know what you mean, but we also have left Ismark and Arena back in the middle of the road with their father in a coffin. They may
He's
know.
He's not going anywhere.
You think that this lady's not going to come back and get that kid?
Well, I'm assuming that Ismark and Arena know where she lives or where she goes.
You're assuming? How about you run back and ask?
I'm going to ask the kid, are you okay? How are you? What did your parents tell you was happening here?
He just looks scared and he says, I don't know. They said I had to go with her. Didn't want to. I don't know. Can I go home?
Yeah, we're going to take you home.
Wait, you want to go home? Will's like, you want to go? What? You want to go back to your parents? They just gave you away to this lady.
They had to. They said they needed to.
They had to. You know what? Those are shitty parents. Shitty parents exist. Those are shitty parents. You don't want to go back there.
Why don't we take the kid back and talk to his parents?
Oh.
You know, wink, talk to his parents.
Yeah, talk. Will doesn't want to let this lady get out of his sight, though.
She's moving away.
Oh!
You actually just see her turn a corner.
Can Will jog after her and make sure that she's still there, that yes. He can still keep her in sight, mm-hmm. and say, Nick, make sure, can you run back and make sure that Ismark and Arena know where this lady comes from?
Oh, okay, sure.
And Blank goes with Will.
Nick runs back to Ismark and Arena. You guys run the other way towards where she went, And Gorin, are you staying with the boy? Are you taking him back to the house?
I'm taking him back to the house. I guess it's going to be at least fairly near to where...
Yep, you're pretty close.
Nick is, so, yeah, so...
Yeah, you kind of follow Nick, but you're going to... He'll pass.
Yeah, I'm taking care of the kid, yeah.
Okay. Will and Lank, you head down to the corner that she turned, and you do see her heading down that street, but then she makes another turn down what looks like a pretty small alley. She took a right, and now she's taking a left.
I'm going to look at Lank.
Lank nods. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, God. This lady's going to kill us. You know?
I think at this point, like, after... We haven't known each other that long, but it's been a sort of weird... This place is weird. I think this is probably the best use of our time, honestly.
Yeah, well, she was strong, man. She ripped my arms off of that bag, like, stronger than me. I mean, I'm not the biggest guy, but it was weird. It was weird. But as he's saying that, I think he would... Like, I don't know how far everything is away, but can he shout at Nick to see if he's reached them yet? I mean, I don't know how far.
At this point, you could probably shout to Gorin. Nick is, from what you can see, he's down in the main road talking with Irina and Ismar.
Okay.
You might be able to make a noise that he would hear, but you probably wouldn't be able to converse.
You know what? I'm going to be like, Lank, go. I'm going to go with you in 1 second. And he, if Lank will go.
Lank nods and keeps going.
Okay. I'm going to conjure the cat that I had, Bernard.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And to be like, run your cat ass over. I'm sorry, Bernard. I know we haven't, but go run over to that guy that's talking to that and find out what they're saying. See if they know where this old lady lives. Oh. Go see if you can hear that.
Okay. All right, Will. You got it.
All right, and then I go right after Lank.
Right before you move out of eyesight, you hear in your head Nick's voice saying, they know where she is. They know where she lives.
I'm going to drop the kid off, like trying to kind of keep Nick in my peripheral vision at the very least. I'm going to knock on the family's door. Mm-hmm. Say jokingly, you lost something, and then point to go, I'm coming back. And I'm going to go run over to Nick.
Okay. You run over to Nick, and he's just finished a conversation with Irina and Ismark, and he's kind of heading back towards you guys. And he says, I just sent Will a message, but they do know where she resides. There's this there's old windmill. It's actually on the road between here and Valaki, up on a hill where she dwells.
Can we go get her later? Can we deal with this coffin business and then so we don't just have this thing sitting in the middle of the street?
I think that's wise and deferential at this point. We've gotten this boy out of harm's way and then hopefully can address that at a later point. I think that would be best right now.
Yeah, I think personally. So too. But we think that we got to catch up with them and convince them of the same thing.
Yes, we do. All right, you turn around. The boy is not there anymore and you don't see Will or Lank. Which sounds right, because they were running away.
Yeah, they were ahead.
It's not odd. Will and Lank, I guess Lank would turn the corner first that she went down to sort of the narrow alley. And you see her sacks of pastries there, sitting there, but you don't see any sign of her.
Hmm.
And Will, you can catch up and you see that as well.
Okay.
Probably should investigate what was left behind.
Yeah.
You open it up and it seems to be full of those meat pies like what she had offered you.
Is there any door that she could have gone through?
There's doors around, sure. Not like there's not one hanging open. Everything seems to be shut tight in general. There's no, like, manhole cover that's slowly sliding shut or anything like that.
Shredder, no!
Okay.
Mike is looking at the meat pies and you don't think these are made of children, do you?
See, that's what it sounds disgusting, but yeah. Why would she be taking a kid in a sack? It's not right. Even like she's... It's not even like the kid's walking with her. He's just in a sack. Well, I'm not going to eat one, but...
No. I am concerned about this, though.
We could take him. We could take him and give him away for free. Then people won't need to pay her for a while.
Or people can pay you guys.
Yeah, that's true.
We can sell the children pies.
Yeah.
fuck the kid. How can we monetize this?
Hey, wait, Goran has that kid, right? Hey, hold on to that kid. We may need him in a minute.
I mean, I don't think we should leave her the pies. I mean, Will's going to grab a sack. I don't know how heavy they... Well, if she carried him, I guess he could. Well, actually, although she was really strong, so I don't know. Maybe he couldn't.
You could easily carry both of them if you wanted to. I mean, you'd have your hands full, but that's about it.
All right. Well, Will is looking at Lank if he wants to carry one, but if he doesn't look like he's about to, Will's going to grab him.
Probably let Will do that just because of the height issue.
It's as high as you.
Carrying things and trying to keep up.
Nick and Goran, you guys can round the corner and look down, and you can see Lank looking down another alleyway, but Lank's just kind of standing there. And you see Will come back out with... Did you say you got both sacks?
Yep.
Are you carrying the sacks that it looks like this lady was carrying, the old hag? Nick would jog up and say, what happened?
She's gone, but she left her pies.
Oh, did you eat one?
No, no. Thank you.
No.
Okay. No. Just checking. No. I don't want one.
I don't want one either.
Goran, did you want one?
Take a guess.
I'm just being polite.
There's such a thing as too polite.
There's a bunch of doors down there. She could have gone, I don't know, but she left the pies in these bags. And my suggestion is we take them and we give them out for free or something so that people don't have to give their children to her for a while if we have to go bury this guy.
Yes, or while we're out of town and they're eating her pie, she comes back and asks for double what they were giving her in the first place.
Did you say that they know that our hosts know where this woman lives?
Yes, they do. There's apparently this old windmill near the road between here and Valaki. From what they know, as last they heard, that's where she returns.
Mm. Well, I'm not letting her have her pies. Whatever we do with them, I'm not letting her have them, so Will's just carrying them.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go back to our hosts and help them.
Yes,
I think that's for the best
with their father. All right. So you guys go back.
What's left in that cart?
That was basically most of what was in there. You see, there's 10 more kids shoved in there. No. You do find a sack of 10 gold coins.
Nice, mine. Taking them.
And down at the bottom, there was some loose pies that are kind of smooshed and broken up, pieces of stuff.
Was that me just searching the thing? Did anyone else look through the cart? Because I wanted to look through the cart. I don't know if anyone... See, because unfortunately, if Will found money, he's not going to share it if anyone else didn't see it.
You're the one that said you looked for it, but if you're going to try to hide that fact, you need to make a check.
It depends on whether people were with me when I looked through the cart.
Well, we're all right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think we might suspect that there could be children crammed inside that cart.
All right, well then, you know, if he finds it and they're all looking through the cart, then he would be like, oh, look at this. Chink, chink, chink.
Okay, so you wouldn't try to hide it?
Not if they're right there, no.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, there's some money. I wonder if we can probably use that, I guess.
So she sold 10 more of these things while she was here?
Maybe.
I guess so.
And it's 10 gold worth of coins, so there's silver and copper mixed in there and that kind of thing. Okay. So, you know, maybe it could be fur. I don't know. I was going to say making change, but I don't think that makes sense with the way the math works in this town.
The math doesn't make a great deal of sense.
Anyway. All right. Do you want to keep a hold of that, Will? Or
I'll hold it for now. Sure. We don't have to sit in the middle of the street and dole it out, but sure.
Okay. Yeah, let's get moving.
All right. You return back to Arena in Ismark, and...
I'm sorry. I wanted to destroy the cart, by the way. That was part of my, if we were looking through, and it's, I don't want her to be able to use her cart. Screw that lady.
So what do you do?
I'm going to blast it a few times.
Okay. Just with your Eldritch Blast or
To the point where I can make, it's all broken up. She's not going to use this freaking cart anymore.
Okay. The silent streets are suddenly filled with a cacophony of eldritch blastings smashing into a wooden cart. Bunches of pigeons fly away and are disturbed. And, you know, you basically leave it a pile of rubble wood. You do walk by that house on the way back to Arena Innsmark. Do you stop at that point?
Yeah, I'm going to knock on the door.
Okay.
Knock, knock, knock.
Yes. There's no answer.
I'm going to pound the door a couple times.
There's no answer.
Crowbar time.
I think Lank's like, yep.
Yeah. I'm literally just going to make way.
5 minutes ago, they were selling their child. I don't think anything good's going on behind this door.
Yeah.
So I think crowbar to door is in order.
Make a strength check.
That would be 17.
Okay. You wedge that crowbar into the edge of the door. You wrench it, and it kind of cracks, but you aren't able to open it.
What?
It seems to be pretty well barred.
I'm going to start yelling. Is there windows or something?
I mean, they're kind of shuttered up. A lot of this town is basically on lockdown. Maybe not as severely as Irina and Ismark's house was, but especially like the lower level stuff, it's not like there's panes of glass where you can peer in or anything like that. Things are pretty well closed up.
Is there a back? Like, is there a yard or like a something?
These houses are right up next to each other.
Okay.
So you would think there probably is in the back, but you would have to go like around.
I'm gonna look at the group and kind of say, all right, look, we can always come back to the house, but we do have the casket we still have to deal with. We told them we were helping. I say let's get the body in the ground.
We do have all these meat pies, though. Meat pies! Anybody want any? Maybe that'll make them open up. I got your meat pies ready!
Oh, anyway, what am I going to do with my two sacks bursting with meat pies?
Right! We have so many! Can anybody hear me?
Someone leans out, we don't give a shit about meat pies!
I mean, dream...
Oh,
fucking...
Oh, you assholes know what we mean.
Cheeky ass motherfuckers.
You guys are selling your kids for pie meat, and you're like, oh no, we're going to argue over semantics. Sons of bitches.
Dream pies. Dream pies.
What are those off-brand dream pastries? Get your bullshit out of here.
God damn it.
We're in Oreo Town. Take that Hydrox shit somewhere.
So they're not opening up even with the promise of...
Are you yelling that?
I would say, yeah, no, okay. I would say Will's like, but we got dream pastries or whatever you want. Dream pies, dream cakes, dream malicious. They're so dreamy. Come out and get them.
Everybody make perception checks.
Oh, God, like rats are going to come and eat us all. Damn it. 9.
I got 4.
7. We are not paying attention.
We're just joking around too much in the street.
A very rough day.
Yeah.
You don't notice anything happen when you're shouting out about the goods that you have in your sacks.
They're so yummy.
I'm just gonna walk back over to Ismark and Arena. Like I'm kind of like focused on like getting like certain things done after the shit night he had the night before. He's
Well, Lank says as loudly as he can, I hope that while we're gone, these people don't think it's a good idea to try to sell their kid again.
Yeah.
That'd be unfortunate.
That might be unfortunate for them, for the parents, you know? Might be.
Suddenly right next to you, you see the parents, and they're looking at the house with you. Yeah. That's what I think. No.
We'll get rid of these for you, these asshole parents.
They both have Groucho Marx glasses on.
And with our perception rolls, we're like, yeah, you guys keep watch. We're going to go bury this guy. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
As we're walking away, oh, those people were nice. Not everybody in this town's an asshole.
I got a good feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still some hope for this world, you know?
Will, you don't seem to have any takers. You still continue to hawk your wares.
I'm just going to stand there forever. I'm just kidding. No. No, I'll go. He's
suddenly
gonna still...
the dream pastries come alive and they swarm around you and carry you away.
No. And then I'm king of dreams. Okay. Yep. He will give a nasty look to the house and just keep going. Follow Lank and Gorin. They're going, right? That's
yeah. Nick is too. And you get back to Arena and Ismark. Ismark looks kind of worried. Arena looks a little angry, and she looks at you, Will, and at what you're carrying, and says, "What do you have there?"
Nothing. I got that old woman in the sack.
Roll a deception check with triple disadvantage.
I was hoping it would come to that.
Nothing? What do you have? Says Ismark.
Sacks. Let's go to the church, to the chapel, whatever we're going to.
Irina kind of shakes her head. She looks at you and she says, if those are what I think they are, I think that you should dispose of them. Those lead to nothing but trouble.
Well, they are sacks. Sacks can lead to trouble sometimes. But in this case, I think that having these sacks...
Nick puts his hand on your shoulder and says, give it a break, Will. Quietly. He does.
And he glares at Nick and he's like, to the chapel!
All right, so Will, you've got two sacks and you need to lift up a corner of a coffin.
Well, come on. The coffin's like a table. You can put the sacks on top of the table.
You can pop them one by one through the gory hole.
Right. Dang it.
Hand at least one sack to Lank.
There we go, Lank.
Okay.
There Lank, we go. There's no chance in hell Lank can reach the coffin, so he's not helping with that.
There we go, Mr. Stumpers. And he hands the sacks to Lank Stumpers. And problem solved.
you can manage one sack while bearing forth their father. You can have your drugs and carry them along with you while
I'm not
bringing their father to be buried.
I obviously don't want to eat them.
Oh, you're just a pusher.
I just don't. Well, no, it's not even a pusher.
It does raise the question, exactly how many bodies are we taking to this church?
Oh, gross.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Says Lank.
We're going to give the pies a peaceful burial. Yeah.
So...
How big is that grave you dug, exactly?
you pick up the coffin and you're laden down by your newly found goods as well as the body of the former burgomaster. And you make your way down the street. You can finally catch a glimpse of the church in the distance. So you see your immediate goal is close at hand. And we're going to call it a night for tonight.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and feel free to visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.